It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. My name is Full Metal Jackie, and I'm very excited to say we've got the one and only Bruce Dickinson with us tonight. How are you?
I'm all right, actually. I'm just in New York at the moment, headed every which way, going to a book signing.
Yeah, it looks like you've been very busy promoting your new book. Bruce's new autobiography, What Does This Button Do, is out now. And it isn't your first book. The Adventures of Lord Iffy Beautrace was published in 1990, then The Missionary Position in 1992. Bruce, how was having experience as an author helpful when it came time to write a memoir?
Well, not really was the answer to that, because obviously those two books were were sort of, you know, comic novels. It wasn't a question of the writing, the actual writing process, because I knew what that was like. You just have to sit down and get on with it. But it was how I approached the idea of a biography or an autobiography. And because I didn't obviously have a ghostwriter of any description. The other bizarre thing is I wrote the whole thing longhand. So I did 160,000 words on with biro and paper.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden with us on Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Iron Maiden singer Bruce Dickinson with us tonight. Again, we're talking about his new autobiography, What Does This Button Do? And it's out now. Bruce, sometimes writers and literature have been a guiding reference in your music, such as William Blake on your Chemical Wedding album. What writers have influenced you as an author?
I just took a couple of autobiographies that I thought were, really seminal from when I was growing up. I don't generally like autobiographies that are just all about, you know, salacious stories and gossip and that kind of nonsense. That's not really the kind of thing that floats my boat. I think it's very short term. And I don't think they appeal much to a wider audience. It tends to be fairly narrow. So what I wanted to do was have a book that that had sort of, you know, fairly broad appeal. You didn't have to be a heavy metal fan to read the book and go, oh wow, this is kind of interesting. So a couple of books, probably quite old books. In fact, one of them was by an actor called David, UK Hollywood actor called David Niven, and he wrote an excellent worldwide bestseller called The Moon's a Balloon, which was a fabulous uplifting story of his life and then his times in Hollywood and everything. So that was great. It was a real page turner, and I read it. It was funny, it was witty, and you know, it was very warm, and it was like you were having a it was like you were in a bar having a beer with the guy, you know. So it was quite personal, and those were the sort of templates and the sort of ideas that I had when it came to doing the autobiography.
Bruce's book is out now. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up later on, I'll give you a chance to win a copy. Got Judas Priest tickets coming up, music from Motorhead, Danzig, and more with Bruce Dickinson. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Iron Maiden singer Bruce Dickinson with us again, talking about What Does This Button Do? And as you mentioned earlier, it's, you know, we spoke, it's a memoir, but it's not salacious, unlike other musicians' biographies. Why was it important that the book not be tabloid?
Well, first of all, I'm not really a tabloid person. I think that so much of the stuff that's out at the moment in all aspects of the media is rubbish. I mean, it might be entertaining, but nevertheless, it's rubbish. It has very little content, you know, other than people making fools of themselves. So that's not something I really subscribe to. So that's why.
Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie with Korn and a song from their album, The Serenity of Suffering. It's Black as the Soul. Whiplash. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bruce Dickinson with us tonight. We're talking about his new book, What Does This Button Do? And you mentioned earlier it was written longhand, meaning you literally wrote using a pen and paper. Why was that more comfortable than using a laptop?
Well, first of all, I'm a terrible typist. you know, I don't really use a laptop. In fact, I don't actually. I do possess a laptop, but I don't use it. I have like a little tablet that I wander around on, and that's really pretty rubbish for writing things on. But I'm a terrible typist. But also, I can't stand seeing spelling mistakes. You know, it really bugs me, and I have to stop and correct them immediately. And if you're forever stopping and correcting your spelling mistakes caused by your bad typing, it kind of really interrupts the flow. So I just thought I'll write it longhand, and I could quite comfortably sit down and do 1,200 to 1,500 words every day in you know, a couple of hours, 2-3 hours, and that was a comfortable pace, and I could do that. Probably 50% of the book was actually written in my local pub. So I'd go in there and get a couple of beers, and I'd start to write, sit in the corner quietly.
Was there ever a point in the process where you were just so exhausted from all the writing or having to recollect that you were like, do I really want to finish this?
No, actually, being honest, it was more the other way, that when I started, I expected to sort of hit the wall, but in fact, the problem was that I was having to limit myself, because otherwise the book would have been 800 pages long. We already had to edit out 200 pages, so I wrote over 600 pages, and the book is now 400 pages, which is a really good length. I mean, it's a good read. People can read it in 2-3 days. Some people I know have read it cover to cover in one sitting, which is well. Frankly, I'm amazed. I mean, it either means I'm a great writer or that they're really determined. I'm not sure which, but either way, I think it's a good length. My editor was very keen that we kept it to about 400 pages. So a lot of stories that are really good stories, I mean, funny and, you know, they actually got the chop because they were one story too many about a particular subject in the book. So we said, well, you know, we don't need three stories about blah, blah, blah. We've got one good one. I went, oh, okay. So we get rid of the other two. Having said that, there's a lot of great material on the cutting room floor.
Full Metal Jackie, we've got Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden with us. We're talking about his new autobiography, which is out there, called What Does This Button Do? And coming up, going to give you a chance to win a copy. I've also got more music from Iron Maiden, Anthrax, more with Bruce. It's all on the way. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bruce Dickinson with us on the show tonight. We're talking about his new autobiography, which is called What Does This Button Do? And it's out now. Bruce, you were already prolific in all your life pursuits before being diagnosed with cancer. How has facing mortality made you even more enthusiastic about everything you do?
I think the interesting bit is the facing mortality bit, because actually that's the bit that has had the least amount of influence in what my sort of life approach has been, you know, after, you know, getting over the cancer thing, because you know, the idea of being scared of dying is a pretty straightforward one, because, you know, it's going to happen anyway at some point. So having had a little thought of, oh my God, you know, when you get diagnosed with cancer, you think, oh my God, I might die. But then you just take a step back and go, do you feel sick? And answer is not very, not right now. You're not going to die tomorrow. You're not going to die next week. You know, so in fact, what really has changed? Not a whole lot, except that you know you have this disease, and you're going to try and get rid of it. So having got rid of it, I then really took the approach that it wasn't dying that was the issue. It was living, and living becomes even more important because it's so amazing that when I got the diagnosis, I was surprised. I didn't think I would be. I thought I would be really worried about possibly never singing again, but actually, I wasn't. It didn't concern me in the slightest because I realized that life, all aspects of it, life. You know, kids, family, getting up in the morning and looking at the sunshine, smelling the dead leaves in the autumn, all that stuff was so much more precious than anything to do with work or job or anything. So, I think you just try and live every minute.
Bruce Dickinson is with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've been talking about Bruce's autobiography, which is called What Does This Button Do? It's out now, and I've got a copy I want to give away. So give us a call, 800-955-KLOS. We'll give caller 20 a copy of the book furnished by HarperCollins. 800-955-KLOS. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Iron Maiden singer Bruce Dickinson with us talking about his new autobiography, again, which is out now. It's called What Does This Button Do? Musician, author, pilot, entrepreneur, you're very much a modern Renaissance man. What interests are yet to be tapped for you?
I'm working very heavily on all the ones I've got going right now, actually. I've got plenty on my plate, you know.
There isn't something that you have wanted to do and have yet to do?
I wouldn't mind going into orbit, but I think I've got to earn a few more bucks yet.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Pick up Bruce Dickinson's new book, What Does This Button Do? And Bruce, it's such a pleasure to chat with you, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to another edition of Whiplash. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. On Facebook, Full Metal Jackie 666. And don't forget, you can check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Fraser Smith is coming up next. Going to be off next week for Thanksgiving. So have a great holiday. And leaving you off tonight with Anthrax. See ya.